This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm delighted to be speaking with Annie Pace. Annie is a lineage holder in the Ashtanga tradition, one of Patabi Joyce's senior students, now living and teaching in Crestone, Colorado. She is one of the guest presenters at the upcoming Telluride Yoga Festival, which takes place starting July 12th. Annie, thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, Susan. It's nice to talk to you.
Likewise. Would you start off by giving me some history on the Ashtanga lineage? How far back do its teachings go?
This lineage goes back hundreds of thousands of years. It goes back at least as far as the Puranas, which are about 300,000 years old, which are basically a retelling of the original Vedic truths. So it's like these same principles are retold again and again in time. Their roots are ancient. More recently, a few thousand years ago, the Ashtanga yoga system is retold in the Yoga Kurunta, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, and some other more contemporary texts. So it's not anything that I made up or that my guru made up or that his guru or his guru's guru made up. It goes way, way, way back. And what a gift it is that we have access to that today. That's how I feel.
Absolutely right. And now let's just get this one out of the way. Do you feel Ashtanga is the only true practice?
Of course it's not the only true practice. There are many, many true practices, real practices. Okay, but Ashtanga is real, it is true, and it is a practice that requires practice. As I said, it's been around a very long time, and there are other paths that have been around just as long. And if all of those paths are true to their originality, they're not going to conflict with each other or confuse the practitioner. So it's the recent twisting and morphing, if you will, mm-hmm. away from original roots that has created some confusion amongst practitioners. But there are many, many practices that, if practiced, can actually take us to liberation. And it's beautiful.
Annie, what drew you initially to the Ashtanga lineage?
What drew me? I had already been practicing asana for several years. And Richard Freeman was the one who introduced it to me when he moved back to Colorado. And shortly after that, I met Patabi Joyce. But as soon as I did the practice, I knew that all the components were there. And the rest of the time that I had been practicing, it was always beautiful, but it always felt like something was missing. I wasn't quite satiated. It was like eating a delicious meal and still at the end going, something's missing. I want something else. So there was this little craving going on for several years, and as soon as I experienced the Ashtanga practice with all of its techniques, it totally put it together for me. So it was complete satiation and also efficiency, you know, all one package.
Excuse me. So is the lineage really and truly accessible to everyone? In the yoga world, as we know, you and I, you hear people talk about how Ashtanga is only for jocks and for the very able-bodied, not for wimps or people with maladies or those who may not be super fit. You have told me that you can even teach people with no limbs. Could you just wrap all that up in a neat package?
Yes, and I have. I'm sure you and probably most of these listeners have heard this little phrase that says, yoga chitta vritti nirodha, which means yoga is the cessation of fluctuations in the mind. Yoga is essentially about the mind, not so much the body, as popularly assumed. And the Ashtanga system is based on the breath. So I don't think you have to be an athlete to utilize the breath or the mind in practice. Essentially, being able to breathe is the only requirement to be able to practice. It's the Ayurvedic science, yoga's sister science, that deals more directly with the body in its composition of the five elements. There's been a bit of confusion out there in modern times that yoga really is about the body, when really we're using the breath in the body to calm the mind.
And in fact, I mean, it gets more convoluted because Ashtanga is often used synonymously with power yoga. Do you want to respond to that?
That is an absolute inaccuracy. Ashtanga yoga is Ashtanga yoga. Power yoga is something else.
Okay, that's about as crystal clear as it gets.
Well, the beauty of the system is that it's so old. It has been spelled out in great detail in ancient texts. It's not anything that Patabi Joyce made up. It's not anything that should be changed. It works. And if it's hundreds of thousands of years old and it works, why mess with it?
I
that,
couldn't
you know, that in itself, having it very clearly defined, takes away some of the vrittis in our mind, because we don't need to figure out what should I do today other than start a practice. Yeah. Everything you need to know is right at the beginning with the four techniques of the practice.
Okay, and you'll be teaching those in at least one of your classes.
Oh, yeah, I'll be teaching them, at least referring to them in all of my classes.
Okay.
And breaking that down, you know, it's not rocket science.
So back to this whole notion of it's the breath, stupid. It's not the body. Define the importance of the breath in an Ashtanga practice, and please tie your answers back to the teachings of Krishnamacharya and your guru, Patabi Joyce.
Would it be okay if I quoted Patabi Joyce on that?
Please.
Okay. And this is at the end of a document that I believe you referenced earlier in the text that I wrote with Guruji back, I don't know, early 90s. And the very ending of this document goes like this. According to the teachings of Sri T. Krishnamacharya and Sri K. Patabi Joyce, breath is life. Breathing is our most fundamental and vital act, and holds a divine essence. The exhalation, a movement towards God, and inhalation, an inspiration from God. Our last action in life is to exhale, which in essence is the final and total surrender to God.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful.
That's my favorite quote of all time.
It's absolutely beautiful.
I can't top that. I can't say
no,
that more.
And I can't either. I think this is sort of game over. I think we will continue the conversation at the Telluride Yoga Fest, which is once again begins on July 12th and continues through the weekend. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. Delighted, as always, to be speaking with Annie Pace, one of the most gifted teachers I've ever had the privilege of taking class with. She will be teaching at four classes. One is an all-day intensive on Thursday, so I misspoke. There is actually a Thursday, July 11th event, breakout sessions that last all day. She will be teaching one of those plus three classes on the regular schedule. Annie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Susan. It's great to talk to you, and I really look forward to the festival.
Yes, me too. Thank you.
Okay, pray for rain.